The Cochrane Cobra's first test at the Tier 1 level produced an A-plus result, after overcoming the Foothills Composite Falcons 45-13 in a provincial qualifier last night. After years of Alberta Bowl dominance in the Tier 3 division, the Cobras declared their intention to move up to Tier 1 for this year's provincial push. That meant once divisional play had wrapped up, the Cobras would challenge for provincial supremacy against the senior football squads from some of Alberta's biggest schools, mostly teams from larger cities like Calgary, Edmonton, Red Deer, and Lethbridge. But in their South Central Zones qualifier last night, the Cobras appeared up to the task, beating the visiting Falcons, who came into the contest ranked 10th in the province among Tier 1 teams by Football Alberta, with a confident performance under Friday night floodlights at Bow Valley High School. "It was a good test for us," said head coach Rob McNabb. "We knew we had to play physical. Foothills Comp has played some big schools this year. We just came and tried to prepare as best we could, and it was a good outcome." After a defeat last week to the George McDougall Mustangs for the Rocky View Sports Association banner, the Cobras rebounded quickly to put their first loss of 2022 and just their second setback in a competitive game since 2014 behind them. Cochrane scored first on Friday, and quickly built up a 24-0 lead midway through the second quarter. Chase Hunter and Ethan Klage each found the end zone for the Cobras, while quarterback Christian Golem was on point with a series of precise passes. On the other side of the ball, the Cobras' defense was repeatedly able to snuff out the Falcons' attacks. "Like I told the kids flat out, if you can get a jump on a team, it changes the whole momentum of the game," McNabb explained. "Last week, we didn't get that. We made some early mistakes and turnovers, which took the wind out of our sails. But, against the Falcons, we got a good jump on them. The confidence builds and we played well, no question." While the Okotoks-based Falcons managed to score two touchdowns of their own once they'd found their footing, the Cochrane offense was able to maintain a comfortable cushion as the clock ticked down. Their first competitive win against Tier 1 opposition out of the way, Cochrane will now advance to the ASAA Provincial Quarterfinals. They'll host the Henry Wisewood Warriors next week, either on Friday or Saturday. McNabb said the strength of Tier 1 programs is mostly the sheer number of athletes the bigger schools are able to draw upon, as well as the faster tempo of play they often bring to the table. "We have to be able to neutralize their speed and size, because we're not physically a very big team," he said. "We start grade 10s all over the field, whereas most Tier 1 schools will have a junior program and a varsity team. We just have one team, and some of the kids starting for us are only 14 years old." According to McNabb, the Cobras players' confidence that they can compete against Tier 1 teams is restored. That said, there are still two more games to win before they have a shot at the Tier 1 Alberta Bowl later this month. "They do believe now," he said. "If we execute and get on the scoreboard first, we can compete with anyone. It was an important win for the program and for their confidence."